I mean, it's not impossible, but it's difficult to take it over.
Okay.
Rabbi Yisai, our limud of Hilchas Lashon Hara from the Chofetz Chaim is the Zchus Refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla Ishtav Refuah Shleim Bekorov, Zosh Shechol Yisrael. For obvious reasons, the moshel that I'm going to give you was not the Chofetz Chaim's own moshel, because I don't know how many McDonald's there were in Radin. Yeah, but the moshel that he gives effectively is as follows. So supposing you see somebody coming out of McDonald's, he's a frum yid, and he's got a double Mac, yeah, it's got a burger and it's running with cheese. Yeah? So this McDonald's, let's say it's an Eretz Yisrael, till recently had a heksha. And then for some reason the heksha was taken away. And now it's treif. And you realize that this person who's coming out of McDonald's and he's got a burger in his bag and he's got his mouth stuffed into the burger, you realize that he probably thinks that the burger is kosher. He probably thinks that there's still a heksher. He doesn't know that the heksher has been removed because he's not somebody who would eat treif. And therefore, he went there, thought he was buying a burger which has got kosher meat and which the cheese is parva, artificial, you know, whatever it is, tofu or whatever they call it, yeah? But I'll call upon him, he thinks that the thing is kosher and therefore he's eating it. And therefore, what do I have to do? I have to stop him. That's my mitzvah. But I think to myself, you know what, he paid £6 for that, yeah? You know, let him at least, you know, he's only had two bites so far. Let him at least, you know, get a bit of value for money, yeah? And I can see he's got such a noise, enjoying it, yeah? So I give him another few bites, yeah? Then I'm going to go up to him. But then I think, well, he's nearly finished it. You know, at least he can make alamichia on the bun. Or something like that. Gafashid nechashmoy. Says the Chofetz Chaim, would you do that? Would you wait to advise him that this burger is treif, yeah, because, you know, let him sort of indulge a little bit, he can enjoy it a bit, etc., and I'll tell him in a few minutes. Says the Chofetz Chaim, so often we are told, Lashon Hara, somebody's telling us something, and the emphasis is that we know it's not right. We know what he's saying is is not. On the other hand, we've got Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara says that I'm very, very interested, actually, in what he's telling me. And therefore, I think, I'll wait, you know, I'll tell him in a minute that it's Lashon Hara. And I'll tell him in 2 minutes, and I'll tell him in 5 minutes. So finally, I've heard the entire thing. Now that I've heard the entire thing, then I go up to him and I say, you know, I've been thinking about what you were just telling me. You know, maybe there's Nisa Lashon Hara involved. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't tell it any further. Well, I listened to it, and I waited, and I sort of gave him the opportunity to carry on doing the Aveira. And the Chofetz Chaim says every extra word and every extra sentence is another Aveira. And he said, would you do such a thing? So he says that, therefore he says, this is assay number 5 that a person can be over when he speaks. So in this case, in this particular case, it's Mekabel Lashon Hara. And that is the mitzvah assay of Hoichiach Toichiach Es Amisecho. You have a mitzvah to be mafrish somebody from doing an aveira, and therefore, yeah, the idea of just giving him time and allowing him to finish, and you know, I've started, so I'll finish, and that sort of thing. The Chofetz Chaim says that doesn't make any sense. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says, assay number 5, we're adding to the list of the various things that we might be over. Says the Chofetz Chaim, let's go on to number 6 because the speaker's not here yet. I tell a lie. The speaker is here. I just said that. I was just going to go on to say number 6 because the speaker isn't here yet, and he walked in. So B'leid on Sunday. On Sunday, you won't hear from me. You'll hear from Ronnie and Yitzchak Hashem. And I just wanted to remind everybody, because it's Rosh Chodesh, if everybody wants to be mishtatif. I had forgotten about the collection, but Ronnie came to me and so volunteered. Yeah.
By the way, McDonald's net has increased their hapsha, improved their hapsha, in order to facilitate the soldiers should have kosher food.
Yeah.
Where?
In McDonald's.
In McDonald's?
Yeah.
But all McDonald's?
I don't know, one of them, they've increased their... Yeah.
Started the Thoroughway in northwest London.
Yeah,
Friday. First there was Kodesh. Adar, 30th of Shvat, 9th of February, Rabbi Yonatan Powell Shiva Parshatim. This week, very well, we've talked about family Morgan, as well as some of the of Mechoel Morgan, there he was, Miss was last Shabbos, he wrote in Shukka Heroes, Kenov, Rav Nachas, Minufal Yosei, Chalatzehem, the Stutz Hashivoyim, and Chayolim, and Moshe, Yachsul, and Votehem, Shalom, and Heiro.
Amen. Amen. Chodesh Tov. It's good to be over here. Mishenichnas Adam Arbim Besimcha is we need a lot of simcha at this moment. V'nahafochu Be'ezat Hashem. It's interesting. I'm going to be Be'ezat Hashem talking about the parsha and an interesting idea. But just as an introduction, Mishenichnas Adam Arbim Besimcha. We are now in Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph. Does the simcha apply also to Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, or is it only Rosh Chodesh Adar Beit? So, of course, this is a nice machloket, as they say, but before we get to that, the Ben Ish Chai says something very, very interesting. The Ben Ish Chai says, "Mishenichnas Adar Marbim b'simcha." When Adar enters, a person should be happy. So we should have just said, either Ba'adat yeh b'simcha, in Adar be happy. What is this "Mishenichnas Adar Marbim b'simcha"? What does it come to add, "Mishenichnas," this "nichnas"? And he explains that "Mishenichnas Adar" means already at the beginning, from before Adar, from the time of the Molad, we should already start to be happy. It depends. Sometimes the Molad is actually before, sometimes it's after. But already from the time of the Molad, we should be happy. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim b'simcha. So what is it, the Aleph or the Beis? So the Yabitz seems to say that actually it's compared, if you look into the Gemara, it says that Mishenichnas Adar Marbim b'simcha talks about Adar, and then it's the reason why we're b'simcha. What is the reason why we're b'simcha? Because l'smoch geula el geula, you have a geula that's next to another geula. The geula that we had in Paras, in Persia, is close to the geula that we had in Mitzrayim, in Nisan. And therefore it should potentially be the second Adar. Chatam Sofer disagrees. I'm not going into this for the moment, but what's interesting is Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says we have Purim Katon, and therefore also this Adar we can be besimcha, and we can rely on him now, especially at this time when we need the extra simcha, to be marbe besimcha. A Jew anyway is always besimcha. A Jew is always besimcha, and that's why, by the way, Chazal tell us, the Gemara says, Mishenichnas Adar marbim besimcha, Mishenichnas Av mema'atim besimcha. It says when Adar comes, we increase the simcha, and when Av comes, we decrease it. It doesn't say get rid of it. It doesn't say have simcha. It says increase and decrease. Just like you've got the radio. When you want to increase the volume, and you want to decrease the volume. But there is a volume. There is something going on. A person should always be besimcha. We know that a Jew is always besimcha. So Be'ezat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us more excuses to be besimcha during this very important time. Parshat Mishpatim. We know that Parshat Yitro is jam-packed, the Aseret HaDibrot, Techiyat HaMeitim, that happened at the Har Sinai. Not a bird was chirping, the Midrash says. The sea was calm, all the animals, all the kingdoms, everybody heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, voice. Am Yisrael was listening at Har Sinai. And after this, what happens? We read a few extra mitzvot, the end of Parshat Yitro, and we come on to Parshat Mishpatim. We give a lot of different shiurim, we have a lot of programs at Tal, and once I was giving a shiur about Parshat Yitro, about the giving of the Torah, and we give to different types of people, religious, not religious, different schools, universities, and one of the guys stands up at the end and he says, what's the difference, it was a very nice shiur, but what's the difference between the Torah, the end of the day, the non-Jews have also got their laws, you have the British law, you have the different religions, everybody's got their laws. What's so special that you have? And one of the other students stood up and he said, no, it's not the same. Umishpatim bal yeda'um, he said. We read in the Hallelukas every morning, second Hallelukah at the end, Umishpatim bal yeda'um. They don't understand, they don't have the knowledge of Mishpatim. Mishpatim bal yada'um. The other guy looked at him, he didn't understand. What are you talking about? Mishpatim bal yada'um. What does it mean? At the end of the day, they have laws or they don't have laws. So I'll explain to you through this, Be'ezat Hashem,
few insights as to what it means. Mishpatim bal yodim. What does it mean? They don't have mishpatim. Everybody knows that there's a mishpat ha-mishpat. There's a bet ha-mishpat in England. There's a bet ha-mishpat in France. Everyone knows that there are these bet ha-mishpat. Mishpatim bal yodim. In order to understand, we need to delve a little bit further. If is there a chumash over here? Sorry to trouble you. If we have a chumash. So, if you look into the chumash, we see that already Am Yisrael, before the giving of Har Sinai, they are moving ahead from away from Egypt, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them certain amount of laws. Sham Sanlo, it says over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in Chok Mishpat Basham. Over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Chok, in Pasha B'Shalach, I believe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he gave them certain laws. Certain laws were given to Am Yisrael. What were these laws? So over there, Rashi explains what these laws were. Dinim, Para Aduma, certain laws were given to Am Yisrael. So if I ask you, what was the first law given to Am Yisrael? Well, there's actually a debate. We'll come to that in a moment. What was the first law given to Am Yisrael? But already over here, we see that there was these chukim, there was these dinim that were given to Am Yisrael. And the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to give us Shabbat was given? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to give us these rules before the Matan Torah? If you want to give Matan Torah, you want to give the Torah all in one go. What is it that he has to come and you have to give certain amount, certain rules, Shabbat and Dinim, and then to give the Torah? We continue, and then after the Matan Torah, again we have Mishpatim. What's Mishpatim? Mishpatim is more rules. In fact, in the Parsha, there's a total, according to Chazal, 53 mitzvot. 53 mitzvot in this week's Parsha. It's loads of mitzvot. We haven't had so many mitzvot. Suddenly there's a big influx. Whenever you get the giving of the Torah, suddenly there's loads of mitzvot. You'll notice also. Right? There's a lot of things going on. Tov. Most of the mitzvot are lo ta'aseh, 29, and 24 are mitzvot aseh. So there's a plethora of mitzvot that are coming afterwards. But what happens, what is the first mitzvah that's given afterwards, this week's parasha, is dinim. So we see the Torah has got dinim beforehand, it's got the aseret ha-dibrot, and then you have more, because most of the halachot, if you like, in this week's parasha, it's Bein Adam L'Chavero, you have, you know, Shor, Shenagach, you've got Hashavat Aveda, you've got different Shoalim, etc. Person finds, a person damages. Chuli, why is it that the Torah is, the giving of the Torah has got on the one hand dinim, then you have the giving of the Torah, then you have again dinim. So what does it mean, Mishpatim Bal Yeda'um, and why do we have dinim, Torah, then dinim? Chazal tell us, ve'eile ha-mishpatim. Ve'eile, if it would have said, eile ha-mishpatim, okay, we understand. Ve'eile ha-mishpatim, and comes to mean that we are connecting to last week's parasha. What is the connection? Just like those laws were given at Har Sinai, so too these laws were given at Har Sinai. What does that mean when we say that? In Parsha Va'era, we read that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded, he's having a difficult time, he has to go now to Paro, and he's commanded by Tzavem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands him to go and speak to Paro, and also to the Bnei Yisrael, and to command them. And what is the command that he's given to command them? Simply, he goes, okay, guys, we're getting ready, we're going to go out of Egypt, get ready, we command. That's a simple command. But the Yerushalmi says something else. The Yerushalmi says that the first mitzvah that the Jewish people ever got, what was it? So we know, as a nation, the first mitzvah we ever got was Rosh Chodesh. Today is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodeshim. That's the first mitzvah that they ever got. They were in Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu already tells them, you should know you have to have Rosh Chodesh. Why is that important? That's very important, because without Rosh Chodesh, we don't have a Pesach. We don't have anything. That's why the Yavanim wanted to destroy Rosh Chodesh. They wanted to destroy Rosh Chodesh. They wanted to destroy Shabbat. They wanted to destroy Brit. Anything that has That's why Chashmonaim, you have over there the Rashi Tevot of all the things that they wanted to destroy. They want anything that has a resemblance that reminds us that we can remember that we are a bit different. Rosh Chodesh means we have a Pesach, we have a Sukkot. That's the first mitzvah. It says Yerushalmi, no. It wasn't the first mitzvah. Vayitzavim, you know what he commanded him? He commanded him that there is going to, I want you to command the Bnei Yisrael, Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri. This is the first commandment. I want you to tell them about the laws of an Eved Ivri. What? In the middle of Mitzrayim. They're ready. They're going to 2 weeks later to go. They're going to come out of Mitzrayim. And the first, this is what bothers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to command them that there's going to be an Eved Ivri. In 6 years he has to work, and the 7th year he goes free, and if he wants to stay, and the hearing, it's Tzuli, V'chuli, V'chuli. Ma Kesher? What's going on? So Chazal explained, in Yirmiyahu, Anachi karati brit b'yom motzi otam me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's the brit HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Vayetzavem, it said, lehotzi et b'nei Yisrael. If you agree to relieve the servants, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you agree to relieve the Jewish servants in the right time, I'm going to agree to relieve you. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us? Why is it so important? Many times we have emotions, so we want to apply those emotions. Somebody comes and somebody says to us, I'm not feeling well, we want to go and visit them. Somebody needs money for his family, we want to partake, we understand. But many times when we are facing somebody that's in a tough situation, we say, I understand, I feel for you. But we really don't understand. Because Baruch Hashem, we haven't been in that situation. Many times. We can feel for them. But I haven't really been in this situation. So I can say, I feel, I understand. I can read, you know, on paper, and I understand everything. Misken, he lost his this, he lost his that. Chas v'shalom, shelo neda. So it's difficult for us to feel what other people are feeling, unless we've been through it. If a person has been through something, and you approach that person at that time, and you say to them, help out somebody else that's going to be in that kind of situation and they're overcoming it, then it makes it much easier in the future for them to overcome it. And therefore, at the time that the Bnei Yisrael are in the midst of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's very important, I've got a very important mitzvah to give to you. Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, what's got to do with that? No, you're Avadim now. You can feel what it is to be an Eved. You remember what it is to be an Eved. You understand how tough the Mitzrayim were. When it comes to an Eved Ivri, it's going to be a bit different. Misha kana eved, kana adon la'atzmo. You have one pillow, you've got to give him the pillow. You imagine the situation, you come to the hotel, you're in bed, Baruch Hashem, you have a nice bed, there's only one bed, comes the eved, and the eved comes and he says, excuse me, is there another bed for me? No, there's no other bed for you. Thank you, I'll take the main bed. B'chavod. Yeah? Misha kana, it's a whole different thing. What are you doing? What? But now I understand, I remember. We were also slaves in Mitzrayim. We can also feel for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the lev, the boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand already at the Mitzrayim, but he wants it to be very, very powerful. And therefore the mitzvah that he's giving us is, at the time of leaving Mitzrayim, is to understand that this is Eved Ivri. Rav Hutna, in Shavuot Ma'ama Mem Aleph, he says that many people are very Baruch Hashem Choshev. It comes to davening, they're here on time. Baruch Hashem. And it comes to Sukkot, they're looking for the best etrog that they can find. They go Mehuda, Mehuda, Mehuda of the Mehuda Aleph. It used to be Aleph, then it became Aleph, 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 Aleph. It's like the GCSEs, right? A and then the A star, and who knows what they're going to think of? But it's and he goes, Meshuggah, I go to this place, to that place, I have to get the best. But when it comes to Bein Adam Lechaveiro, it's a bit iffy. It's a bit like this and like that. Like, you know, okay, he'll spend an hour preparing and steigen this and the other, but then he won't have 3 words to give over to somebody who's in need. Bein Adam Lechaveiro, says Rav Hutna, is just as important. And this is what's happening in this week's parsha, right? Retaining, finding an item. for somebody, and I have to keep it. Oh, you're walking past. Do I have to pick it up? Should I really look for it? Should I look for the simon name, or should I just really look aside? Oh, this guy left me this. Do I have to care about this? Or do I not have to care about this? All this is just as important. If not, if we look at the end of the parasha, in Mishpatim, so the end of the parasha deals with Baruch Hashem, they did the Brit, the covenant, and we read how during the covenant, Vayome hinei dam ha-brit ashekarat Hashem imachem al kol ha-dvarim ha-eile. Because Baruch Hu, there was this dam, this blood that had to be put. Vayalu olot veizbechu zevachim shlomim la-Hashem parim. Vayikach Moshe chatzi ha-dam, he took half of the blood, vayasem ba-aganot. Chatzi ha-dam zarak al ha-mizbeach. So half of the blood was put on the people, and half of the blood was put onto the mizbeach. Where does this half of the blood come from? Michalko, says Rashi, who divided this blood? Half and half. You know who divided it? A malach. Malach. Ba vechilko. An angel came and he divided the blood. Tell me, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know how to divide blood. He can't divide blood by himself. You know, 50-50. You take a cup, you pour it into this cup, you see this, and half here, half there. What's got to do? What? No. Here, half was going on the people and half was going on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is Bein Odom Namokom. The people is Bein Odom Nachaver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a Malach to say, it's got to be 50-50. You can't have only Bein Odom Namokom and you can't have only Bein Odom Nachaver. How many times you come to certain people and they say, oh, they're staggering it. But on the other hand, sometimes you come to completely non-religious people, I'm going to have a good heart, I'm very good with people, and this, but it needs to be 50-50. It can't be like this, it can't be like, it's got to be a 50-50. The same approach, the same staggering that you do towards the Ben Adam Lamokom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want half and half, I'm going to send a Malach, because only a Malach knows how to do exactly 50-50. Only he can have the exact moment of 50-50. And in fact, if you look, the word luchot, that is spelt throughout the Torah, so normally we would expect it to be mole, lamed vav, chet, vav, taf. But it's not spelled like that. It's spelled lamed vav, chet, taf. It's missing the vav. To show, says Rav Hutna, luchat, ki'ilu, there are two sides to the aseret hadibrot, but it's one. We know five are Ben Adam Lamokon, five are Ben Adam Lachaveh, but really it's one. It's all one. So the dinim that are coming on one side and the dinim that are coming on the other side of the giving of the Aseret HaDibrot, it's like a queen. The queen is, or the king is accompanied by guards. Guards in front and guards behind. And that is the Torah. You want to get to the Torah, you have the guards that are coming in front, and you have the guards that are going, you want to become a Godol Sheba Torah, you have to understand the Gadlut, you have to understand that what comes in front and what comes after are the dinim, and that's why the dinim are placed over here. In fact, when we read about Yitro, we know with Yitro, he came and he gave the advice to Moshe Rabbeinu, and for Yitro, his advice was, anything big should come to you, and anything small, Yishpetu him, let them deal with it. I've got you a great idea. You're going to have over 70,000 judges are going to take. Imagine one man, Moshe Rabbeinu, was taking upon himself all the oil. One man. So I've got a great idea, says Yitro. I'm thinking outside of the box. Right now, Baruch Hashem, we're sitting down and we don't realize that we're actually, it's crazy to think about it, but we're actually on a globe. We're actually on an earth that is round, that is twisting, and Baruch Hashem, we think that the world is flat. But when you go out to space and you understand that this world is actually a round globe, when you're outside of the system, like Yitro, then you're coming in, then you can see potentially things that others can't see. He says, I'll give you advice. The great things, the big deals, the $1 billion, the $1 million should come to you. And the small things, the tuppence, who cares? Ishputuhem, let them deal with it. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, no. It doesn't work like that. Et hadava hakasheh, the difficult things that they can't do. They don't know this, they that. Even if it's for tuppence, even if it's for 5 shekel, 10 shekel, whatever it is, £2, $2, I want to deal with it. I'm going to deal with it. But the easier things that they can deal with, let them deal with. That is the priority that Moshe Rabbeinu had. So we have the dinim on one side. We have the dinim on the other side. You have the Torah in the middle. And these dinim are like, you know, attached. By the way, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us these dinim beforehand? Why did he not just give the Torah? Another explanation by Meir Shapiro Milublin. He says, because, I'll tell you why. You know, we all know the Midrash, what happens when Moshe Rabbeinu went up 40 days, 40 nights, when he wants to receive the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, you've got a competition over here. The Malachim were not very happy. What is this person doing? This Ben Adam, one second, right? He's come up to take the Torah. The Torah is Tatka Dorot, from before the world was created. This is something holy, and these physical beings want to bring it down to here, into this disgusting world, this Tumah world. How dare he come up here? Echoz, hold on and give them a teshuvah. We know there's a din, there's a halacha. If you want to sell your house, and put it on the market. But before you put it on the market, what should you do? Should go to the neighbor and ask the neighbor, in Mexico, right? You want to ask the neighbor whether you want to take it first, because the guy is next door to you. He's been living there many times. He's got kadima, din kadima, because he's the next door neighbor. Why should you go to somebody else when the next door neighbor who's next to you should has a potential claim? Go to him first. So the Malachim, we're saying, what are you doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're going to give it to man? We're up here, we're in the Shammai, give it to us first. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? It's nice, I should give it to you, but I've already given them some dinim. I've already given them, before I gave the Torah, I've already made them partners in the Torah. They are also Shechenim. They're also part, if not bigger partners, because they are already applying it in this world. There was once a poor Avrech, and he came, tried to collect money. He was told, go to America, go collect money. He comes to New York, Oh Hashem. So how do I do this? I've never done this before. I have a family, Bli Ayin Hara, 14 children. I need to marry two of them off. I've been learning all my life. Baruch Hashem, my parents have helped. This one's helped. This one, I've never been in this situation before. Enlikes, I don't have. Please. So one of the guys said, no problem, I'll tell you, we'll go to the local shtiblech. You have there, I don't know how many, 1,000 people that are going to be there throughout the day. Each one will give you $5. There you go, $50,000. It's fantastic. That's okay. He said, please, Be'ezrat Hashem, $5, 1,000 people. That's amazing. That will do. I'm not looking for riches. I just want to marry them off. He goes to the shtiblech. This one, no. This one's davening. This one's looking away. This one's that. $1 here, 50 cents, that. Didn't work for him. Next day, it didn't work for him. Doesn't know what to do. Then he comes up to a guy. What can I do? He says, well, there's a local gevir. You can try him. So, but he's not very, to get into him is very difficult. So he decides to go. He goes to the guy's office. He says, I've got a meeting with him. He sits down. Says, who's this nudnik outside? What's he want? I don't know him. Leave him there. He's waiting 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. The guy feels sorry for him. He says, okay, come in. He says to him, listen, please, I've got 14 children. He gives him the whole story. And he says to him, please help, please. So the guy says to him, listen, I normally give to mosdot. I give to organizations and yeshivot and kollelim and, you know, big institutions. I can't give to every guy that's going to come in, and I'm sorry, I can't help you. So the guy says to him, tell me, can I ask you a question? He says, sure. He says, the Gemara in Nida says, he says to him, the poor man says to him, tell me, how many kids do you have, firstly? So the guy says, I have one child. So the guy says to him, listen, can I tell you something? The Gemara in Nida says that there are three partners to every being. There's the mother, there's your father, and there's HaKadosh Baruch. He says, yes, that's a very nice Gemara. He says, yes. He says, listen, you are partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of your child. He says, yes. He says, I am partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 14 times in the creation of my children. Do you not want to be a partner with me and help me? His lev melted and he helped him. He helped him and he said, you're right. And he understood the Mabat. It's a different time, different understanding. And he gave him and he supported him. We're adinim and there are dinim. There are mishpatim, there are chukim, edut. We have three different types. We have in the Torah different types of mitzvot. You have a chok, where we don't understand the reason, but we do it l'shem shamayim. You have eduyot, which are testimonies, something like Shabbat, when we take the kiddush and we say on Friday night, Mekadesh HaShabbat, we are giving testimony, v'aychulu ha-shamayim v'aoret, we're standing like edim. And then you have mishpatim. The mishpatim are logical laws. These are laws that the goyim also have. A non-Jewish person also knows not to kill. A non-Jewish person also knows not to steal. A non-Jewish person also knows to give kavod to his parents. So what's the difference, mishpatim bal yedaum? The difference is in this idea of Yitron Moshe, tadavah hakasheh, mishpatu hem. If it's hard, a gadol, if it's hard or if it's big, a Jewish neshama has to understand, even the tiny things in life, are very important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad kedei kach, if you have a sikhsuch, you have an argument with somebody about £5 or £10, you want to get to the emet. Our aim in life is to get to the truth. Our aim in life is to get to the truth. Everybody wants to get to it. It's happened to me that when I was younger, I had a bicycle stolen. I call up the police. Okay, the bicycle's been stolen. It's just been stolen. I have video footage. Please, can you come and... we're not going to arrive until, 5 or 6 hours. I said, but he's over... this is how I describe him, how he is. Can I at least send you the video footage? We can only come tomorrow. Lo manien, it's not interesting. Why? Because it's not juicy enough. It's a small case. It's a bike. Another bike stolen. There wasn't even the care of... we feel sorry for you. Mishpatim. We have mishpatim. A mishpat, a Jew has to feel the sorrow of another Jew. A Jew has to understand that we have to get to the bottom. We have to understand what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the emet. And the emet isn't just one thing. It's not just the big things. That's not just the big things. It's not just the coming on Yom Kippur and davening. It's not just the etrog. It's the emet. It's the mushlam. It's the luchot, the double luchot that we have. Chofetz Chaim, famous story. Someone went into the shower house over there in the mikveh, and he saw him going into the mikveh, and he was there, shampoos, he didn't have shampoo, so he went to the neighbor guy, the guy was in the mikveh, whatever, he took his shampoo, started to put it on him. Chofetz Chaim said to him, can I ask you a question? He said, yeah, sure. He said, how is it possible that someone goes into a shower, and comes out more dirty than he went in? How is it possible? How is it possible? And this, Rabotai, is the idea of the parsha. And I'll finish with an incredible story of Rav Shimon Shvadron and Rav Blazer. They were in Yerushalayim. They had a place where they would, a hairdresser, non-religious, everybody was closing Erev Shabbat, this guy was open. All the time he was open. Mafriya lehem, good Shabbos, the Shabbat Shalom, he didn't care. Till one day, they walk past and they see his sapar, the hairdresser is closed. Wow, he's keeping Shabbat. Saturday passed, Sunday passed, Monday it was closed. So the Mahai, maybe he's not keeping Shabbat, maybe he went on holiday. They ask around, and they say, no, he had, heart attack or whatever, he's in hospital. So they come to visit him. They went to visit him. This is Mensch. They go to visit him. And they come, he's in recovery, but they're not giving him a long time. It's dangerous. B'chuli. They say to him, they schmooze with him, and they say, listen, if you take upon yourself Shabbat, we'll give you a bracha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you refuah shleima. Just close the shop on Shabbat. who knows if you're going to survive, and we care for you. He says, okay, you know what, I'll do it. He did it. He accepted. When you take upon yourself a Kabbalah, it's a segula. He got better. He came to his shop, then Shabbat was closed. Every Shabbat was closed. People were saying, no, what's going on? We want to know. No, Shabbat, I'm closed. 6 months that happened. In the seventh month, and every time the rabbis were walking past, I was so proud of you. 7 months he's open on Shabbat. Friday night, he's coming closer, he started to be open. Rabbis walked past, said, what's going on? What happened? He said, leave me alone. He said, what do you mean? He said, leave me alone. They said, please tell us. He said, I had a yahrzeit. I went to Zichron Moshe for my yahrzeit. I wanted to say Kaddish. I got into the synagogue and they had the minyan and we're davening over there and I want to say Kaddish. And then two guys walk in, long beards and peyot, and one with like shtarot, these shekels, if you like, and another one with lirot, pounds or whatever it was at the time. Yeah, and they start doing exchange in the shul. So, Mafriali, you know. So I said to them, "Listen, guys, please, this is a synagogue. You know, we're davening over here." Looked at me like, "Who's this non-religious guy telling us what to do? Leave us alone." Yeah, they said, "This is a synagogue." Yeah, that's why we want bracha, but ma'aseh yadeinu. We want Hashem to bless our money. That's why we're doing it over here. And starts counting in front of me. He said, "I don't understand." He said, I'm looking, and on the board it's a thing, you know, a written, Shulchan Aruch, don't speak in synagogue. And these guys are chatting around about business. I said, leave us alone, we want bracha and our money. Money is very important. So he said, because of this, if money is very important, money is for me more important as well. I need the money as well, I'm keeping it open. Says Rav Shalom, after 120 years, these two guys are going to go to Shamayim, and they're going to tell them, how was your mitzvot? Yeah, with tefillin, Shabbat. Yeah, no, Shabbat you didn't keep. What do you mean? Every I did kiddush. I came to shul. You didn't keep Shabbat. What do you mean? Is it because they bring up this whole story and they say, you see, this guy, you affected him and you caused him to stop keeping Shabbat. A person has to understand the Torah is very nice. We had the Aseret HaDibrot, but the Torah is preluded by the dinim and after the dinim. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Hashem wants us to be a Jewish people full of emet from beginning to end. Bezat Hashem, with that in mind, we should have a Chodesh Tov Umvarach. Amen v'amen.
Amen. So I'm filling in for Dudi with a short datari on the Sedra. Remember last week, we discussed that the Schar for Achdus, he said, is said, halavai I should be able to speak to you in Loshen Yochid. And then the Schafa Achdus would be, and that's why they were all cured, because they were Ba'achdus before Matan Torah, therefore they were cured. That was last week's Tva Torah. I said last week that we need to understand the Kesha between the two. And the Kesha between the two is, I'm going to give you one which is logical, and the other one which is to be found in this week's Sedra. The first one, which is logical, is as follows. That Dr. Harris will tell us that a human being will only work, a person will survive and be in good condition if the whole of the body works in synchronization. Yeah, there are many, many parts, millions of parts to a human body. And the fact that a person can stand up and can speak and eat and sit and listen and all the other things depends on the fact that all the parts of the body are healthy and that they work together with each other, they work in unison. Right? If one day the heart decides, I'm superior to all the others, I'm not going to bother working today, then everybody, then the body doesn't carry on working. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that if you will be ba'achdus as a nation, in other words, if there will be achdus as a nation, like it's well known that Rabbi Meir Shapiro, who was mentioned earlier, said that Atem Odom, Atem Kurim Odom, Ve'enu Masoilim Kurim Odom, and they asked at the Baylis trial, what do you mean, you don't consider us human beings? And he said, no, Atem Kurim Odom means that Klal Yisrael is one human being. And the Klal Yisrael, the person who hears in Argentina about Baylis who's on trial in Kiev, is going to donate money and say Tehillim, and the same thing across the world, in Australia and in America and anywhere else in the world, a Yid is suffering, Yid no suffering in Eretz Yisrael, they're in Milchoma, everybody's saying Tehillim all across the world. Atem Kurim Odom. If Klal Yisrael will be one Odom, Klal Yisrael will regard themselves as all limbs of one human being, of one goof, which is Klal Yisrael, The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reward is that I will make you individually as an Odom, as one goof, which is working in synchronization, where all the parts are healthy, where all the parts look after each other and they work together. So that's the reason why, if Klal Yisrael are zoicha to be in the middle of Achdus, now Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will create an Achdus in your individual bodies, that the entire body will work in synchronization. So that's one svara as to why the schar for being ba'achdus is, Kol HaMachlash Samtim Saim Lo Yosem Alecha, is good health. The other one is in this week's Sedra. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, which was written 1,000 years ago, in Hilchos Deos Perek Dalet, the Rambam goes through what's good to eat and what's bad to eat, and when to eat and how to eat, and what you should eat in the summer and what you should eat in the winter. He goes through a long list of instructions about food. In Halacha Tes Vov, he says, "Va'achila gaso leguf kol ha'odom kesam hamoves." Overeating, overindulgence, scoffing, fressing, whatever you want to call it, gorging, yeah? He says, achila gasa, he says, is kesam hamovis, is like poison, v'hu ikka l'chol hachaloim. He says that overeating is the ikka l'chol hachaloim. He says, besides, he says, roiv hachaloim aborim ma'odom, is either because he's eating the wrong foods, too much fat, too much sugar, all the other things that people eat which bring upon them afterwards, Rachmana Litzlan, various consequences. Or he says, Oy mipnei shuma male bitnoi v'oichal achila gasa afilu mimacholim toivim. Even if you're eating good, healthy foods, but if it's achila gasa and you stuffed yourself in excess, then he says Rashi in Ba'ash B'chukoisai. But Rashi says, in B'chukoisai Teleichu, it says, and then you get all the brochas, and one of the brochas is v'achaltem lachmechem lo soiva, that you will eat your bread and you will be satisfied. Says Rashi, oichel kimo, a person will eat only a small amount, umisporach b'meyov, and then he gets all the nutrients and all the satisfaction. That's the brocha in food, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you eat a small amount, but you'll be able to survive, you'll have everything that you need out of it, and you won't need to get ever to achila gasa. In Shishi of this week's Sedra, the Pasuk says, "Hinei Anochi Shalach Maluch Lefonecha Lishmorcha Baderech." Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Klal Yisrael, Beloshon Yochid, not like between Mitzrayim and Sinai, but Arumus of Machloikas, but Beloshon Yochid, Hinei Laviacho El Amakoy Mashaech Noisi. The whole Pasha is written. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if you will be Ba'achdus, that I should be able to address you in the Loshen Yochid, in the singular, la'aviyacho, etc., etc., im shomoy atishma, va'aviyacho, then it says, va'avadatem es Hashem elokeichem, you will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uveirach es lachmecho, and he will bless your bread. Said Rashi in Parashat Bruch Goyesai, we just learned, what does it mean he blesses your bread? That your bread is that you can eat kimo, you can eat a small amount, and you get everything that you need out of it, and you're a healthy person without overeating. He says, therefore, if you do that, what's the schar? V'hasiroisi machalo mikirbecho. Again, the same thing as we heard, kol ha-machalo, ha-shasamtim imisrayim. The fact that you're in a loshen yochid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I can address you in a loshen yochid, then I will bless your bread. I will bless your bread, and therefore, as a result of that, you won't come to do the things that the Rambam says is going to cause you illnesses. Therefore, v'asiroisi machalo mikirbecho. Just one interesting point, just to add to that, and that is the whole parasha is written in Loshi Yochid, but the last words, just before here, it says v'avadatem es Hashem elokeichem, and that's the Loshan Rabbim. Yeah, and then he says, he will bless your bread, Loshan Yochid, v'asiroisi machalo mikirbecho. So why does it say Vavadatem? Baal Aturim? Because when what the Gemara says, Ulaovdei b'chol levavchem, mahu ha'avoyda shebelev, that's tefillah. Tefillah has to be b'tzibur. Therefore it says, Vavadatem as Hashem lekechem, says the Baal Aturim. Yes, in other words, I will address you b'loshen yochid. Klal Yisrael b'loshen yochid. And when you daven b'tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises you that the bread will be misporech, you'll be able to eat in a healthy way and not become ill. V'asiroisi machalo mikirbecho is the consequence of the achdus, again, as we said last week.